Hello, and welcome to episode 74 of The Court of Tin Dice. Today, because we're missing the fighty character from the Cthulhu game, and they've just really annoyed someone, we're going to play Dread, the game that uses a exceedingly precariously balanced Jenga tower as its task well solution. As you may remember, we played this way back in the early days of The Gods of Tin Dice. It may be episode 5 or 3, we're not quite sure. Where did the iPad go? Because I'm going to need that to take pictures of the tower. I am currently sitting very precariously at the end of the table, which is why it sounds a bit weird, with Archive to my left, and then Hardwick, and then Blooded. Arranged down one edge of the table so that there's nobody on the other side of the table, because we're doubly scared of that Jenga tower. So, basically, today we are dealing with Sister de la Amazonias, a small Amazonian country with big ideas. While the country consists of several hundred thousand square miles of Amazonian rainforest, the settled area is only 3 miles deep along the coast, 100 miles long. It's a mostly poor company, but has lately received a grant from the Y Foundation and has built its own nuclear reactor, deep in the Amazon rainforest, intended to supply all of its own power needs and also export power to neighbouring countries. There are a number of people that are unhappy with the placement of a nuclear power plant deep within the Amazonian rainforest. There have been many attempts to stop the nuclear plant's creation, but now the thing is close to being completed. Our characters are all on holiday. Yay! Starting with you, Archive, just give me a brief introduction of your absolutely batshit crazy character. There's no character generation in this. I just gave them questionnaires and said, please fill this out. I've read Archive's questionnaire. It's just mad.
Well, I was trying to think of sensible answers, then Bloody said it was fine to just write bollocks, so that's what I did.
There's different flavours of bollocks.
This is very true.
There's bollocks, and then there's bollocks.
And then there's bollocks.
And then there's mad bollocks, which is where you've ended up. But please, introduce yourself. You don't have to read out your questionnaire. Just introduce your character.
She's basically kind of an angry, drugged up hippie.
Woo. Drugged up hippie. Does she have a name? Because if not, I'll give her one in the first few seconds of this game.
Go for it, she has no name.
Excellent.
She had one, but she forgot it.
She had one, but she forgot it.
Wow. Right.
It's a hell of a drug.
My character is... Now, I don't know where to start. Is a chain-smoking customizer of cars whose parents have recently died.
Mm-hmm.
And
they used to live here.
They used to live here, so she's coming back to just, you know,
give the place a
take in the, you know, family history,
the ambience of the jungle.
Getting back to roots and all that.
Cool. What's your name?
My name is Sonia.
There's a spider hanging from the ceiling.
Is there?
Yeah. I see it.
Okay.
It's dangling in front of Archive, and she is now entirely in
T-Rex
intact.
Hands at it.
As Archive is wont to do.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway. Okay. So you're called, Sonia.
Sonia.
Okay. Moving on to yourself.
Uh-huh. John is a quiet chap who keeps to himself. He looks a little spaced out some of the time. He keeps staring up at the skies, like he's looking for something.
Mm-hmm. Any more interesting information you wish to give about him?
He just keeps himself to himself, and he does enjoy a good plate of buffalo wings.
Oh yeah, buffalo wings. Actually, buffalo wings are fucking brilliant. But anyway, bear with me. I'm actually also going to use the conflict cards that I got for today.
Ooh, that's frightfully exciting.
Yes.
So what do they do?
They help me describing the hideous horror that you're all going to get yourself into.
Oh, excellent.
Is this the one you mentioned in the Kickstarter talkie episode?
Yes. The Dread is almost always a horror game, so be prepared. I've done it again. I've put the fucking...
Bless you.
Oh, golly.
That is probably the first time an archive has ever clipped. But anyway, you're all out with Buffalo Barb's Jungle Trek. Buffalo Barb, he's an interesting man. He obviously came down from Texas, despite the fact that I don't think Texas has much in the way of buffalo. He's got a noticeable scar that runs across the top of his eyebrow, which he claims it was caused by a raging steer, but you're fairly certain was in fact caused by him falling down drunk, because he does seem to be a bit, you know, on the sauce.
Down with that.
he's kind of unkempt. But he seems to really know his stuff, and you've all signed up with him to go into the jungle and have a look round the place. There's some interesting Incan stuff, there's some wildlife. He's going to show you the sights. Is it just you three, or are there a few other people with you? And if so, who are they?
I imagine there'll be a few other people.
Well, describe one for me.
Well, I think we'll have a local guide.
Hmm.
Middle-aged chap who's basically just in it for the money.
Menisco. I need a pencil.
I can probably have some sort of tourist lady person. You know, she's retired and now wants to see the world and is going to take pictures of everything and send postcards to everyone.
Edith Hathaway.
She might even be Scottish.
Fuck no. Fuck. I'm not trying to do Scottish. I might do Irish, but I'm not trying to do Scottish. Right, anyway.
We may possibly be joined by a local native child.
Okay, Edith Hathaway tourist. And Pekka! The local Indian child. Sorry, Aborigine.
Probably one of those really annoying ones.
Pekka actually is sort of... somehow he's connected with Buffalo Bob. Pekka is actually with Buffalo Bob. Supposedly Buffalo Bob saved him from a fire in his tribe's village. A fire probably set by the people who were cutting the fucking forest down and setting fire to it to make a giant nuclear plant.
That would make sense.
Okay.
That'd be a really strange plant.
Yes.
Power station. Plant as another word for station.
Yeah, that's not where my brain is going to today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my world. I've gotten fairly good at translating your insanity, but sometimes, just sometimes, but anyway. So you've all gathered up this morning, you, Edith, and Edith, heading off into the jungle for a quick look around. The news is quite filled with the fact that the volcano on Las Palmas is still erupting, and lots of people are going, ooh, seismic event, blah, 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 blah. As you head out into the jungle from the city, basically it takes you a little while, because you take like a Land Rover out and then you're going to trek a bit further. So you've been on the trail probably about 3-4 hours now, sort of jouncing along in the Land Rover with Buffalo Bill stopping. Manesco's driving and Buffalo Bill stops every now and again to go, now you'll look over on the left-hand side and you'll see a tree. We've got an awful lot of trees here in Cesta de las Amazonias. There's a large number of hardwood trees. Some of them, including balsa wood, are actually very soft. Now be careful. There are snakes. And jaguars. And maybe the odd Inca tribe. I'm joking, of course. All the Incas were wiped out by smallpox many years ago. Typically, I go to look for some description, and I get the blank card.
Description for you.
Quite you. you pull into like a hard standing and get out of the jeep. You're at the very end of the road. It goes up to this point, and then there's a rusting JCB, and that's it. It's like somebody thought, oh, I'm going to build a road through here, and got bored. And just went, nope, fuck it, I'm done. Leave the JCB here. Now, I've been going through this fucking jungle for months and months and months, and no, I'm done with it. You sort of hear a flurry of movement in the undergrowth just over there, which ends with the death screech of some small animal. You're trying to kick the tiny spider.
No.
If you see a spider, you kick it. Kick it good.
A couple of birds take flight over on the right, as you pull in, and everybody unloads out of the cars, strapping on backpacks and so on. Except in the case of Margot's Starchild, who just sort of staggers out of the thing and looks around in vague wonder. At a tiny spider.
Well, I'm not surprised after being bounced about like that for I don't know how long.
Oh, yes. I've no idea what that accident is. It
sounded like Churchill the insurance.
No, it sounded like Guy fucking Secretan of Green Ring. Oh, yes. I'm awfully surprised by how jaunty this particular travel was. I don't know why I try and do accents, you know, sometimes.
I can pimp this out for you, it'd be so much more comfortable.
Well now, you see, what we like here in the jungle is it needs to be green so it blends in with the trees.
I'm down with the green, but you know.
And we don't need no suspension, because it breeds harder men. Look at me, I'm rock hard.
Yeah, so are the seats, and...
Well, yes, all the better to cup your ass. Manesco just leans up and says something in some language, and Buffalo Bill turns to him and goes, I'm sure it'll all be fine, Manesco. I'm sure it'll all be fine, Manesco. Let's just go show these good people the wonders of the jungle. Oh, yes. Please show me the jungle. I've forgotten how to talk.
It sounds like Sean Connery the drag queen.
I've come on holiday because well, I had a stroke last year, and I'm just starting to get the ability to speak that.
Oh my god!
For a holiday, this has started unintentionally funny. So, Margot the Star Child, that's you, Sonia, and John?
John.
You all step out, and Buffalo Bill is immediately into the spiel, hardwood trees, thousands of years. So dark inside, you can hardly see the sun, so be on your lookout. Very little ground cover, because the giant trees mostly cover up. What?
Brain catching up. You went inside the forest, not inside a tree.
It's very dark inside a tree, yes. But that's not what I'm speaking about here.
Yeah.
So.
I've never been inside a tree.
I can't say I have, and don't you listen to those guys at the tavern when they tell you they found me fucking one once. I just tripped is all.
And landed penis piss.
It happened.
Well, I was taking a piss, and some guy came up to me and shoved me, and then I ended up with my pecker stuck in a tree. It could happen to anyone.
Of course.
Anyone! Pecker and Manesco share a little look in the background. And he starts leading you deeper into the forest.
So which way are we going?
Into the forest!
Yeah.
Don't you worry, I've got a perfect location. I know exactly where I am, wherever I am, no matter where in the world I am. I'm almost like a homing pigeon, but without the wings.
Right.
Pecco sort of makes a flapping arms motion behind Buffalo Bill. Oh, yes. Well, that'll be excellent. Why don't you lead us into there? I've no clue where this has gone. Why don't you lead us into there and show us all the wonders of the jungle? Where did you say you were from? I can't remember. Okay, then. And you start heading off into the jungle. And it's very pretty. It's also fucking loud. Like, really loud. There's birds shrieking, there's insects buzzing backwards and forwards. Literally, everywhere you go, you hear something going, whoop, whoop, or,
brr, ah! Are there many frogs?
There's a few. There's a few right. frogs about the place.
Cool. I'm looking out for frogs.
Yeah, yeah. Particularly the sort of green ones with the yellow dots on the back.
Particular sort of dot frog.
Yeah.
When you touch it, everything changes.
You mean you get high as fuck, right?
Blue becomes red and red becomes green and your mummy suddenly becomes your daddy and everything's just like a giant cupcake.
Okay. Good to know.
What kind of cupcake?
Oh, I could do with a cupcake right now.
I'm afraid you're going to have to wait until we get to the standing so that we can have our food.
I'm not a frog.
Come on, Manesco. You've got the cooler. He's carrying this enormous cooler and looking slightly disgruntled.
What kind of time of day is it?
Oh, it's pretty early morning.
Okay.
It's only about... You set off really early, so it's only about 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's going to be like quite warm later on.
What was that?
Something off in the woods. Don't you worry none about it. It was also not what I was expecting to come out of Sirenscape. Let's not worry about that, eh? So you're heading deeper into the forest. Anyone want to do anything in particular? Or are you happy just to listen to Buffalo Bill witter on? And make fun out of Edith every time she speaks.
Just keeping an eye out for frogs, that's all.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of frogs. Do you want to try and find the right frog?
Yeah.
There's a tower over there. Off you go.
I've probably got some idea what this particular frog looks like.
Yeah. Just one brick will find you the right frog.
All the frogs.
A psychoactive frog.
It's a very particular one. The problem is that then you then start turning into a frog yourself. So I don't know if I actually want to touch it.
Anyway.
But I can look.
She's approached one-handed, please.
Oh, is it? Okay.
One-handed. Yeah. Remember, you can abandon at any time. I am going to do a truncate silence on this, by the way.
Mm-hmm. These bricks are very stiff. Oh, that one's not. Why did I go left-handed? What was I thinking?
You're thinking, how can I make this harder for myself and cause my random character to die? You go through the jungle, sort of keeping your eye out. You've got a little Tupperware box, and you spot the frog.
Alright.
Sitting on a lily pad, just sort of, well, on a big sort of leaf, just sort of going, and you dart over with your Tupperware and into the Tupperware he goes. With a bit of leaf and some water.
I don't actually want to take it with me, but okay.
Yeah, got a frog in some Tupperware.
I was going with the theory, it's probably quite a rare type of frog. If you say the forest has this frog in it, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, now you've got it hidden in your back.
Indeed.
With nobody any the wiser that you've nicked it. All right. Apart from the fact that occasionally your bag goes... but you continue walking along through the forest and you're looking about the place and sort of start hearing a noise, which I'd love to play you, but I can't. Sort of a rumbling noise. And you hear like birds taking off and flying through the air behind you, and animals crashing through the jungle behind you, and sort of Buffalo Bill sort of looking around, and Manesco sort of looks around, and Edith doesn't bother looking around because she's far too busy taking a picture of something. And Pekka just goes straight up a tree.
Should we be doing that too?
Well, don't you worry, sir. No, I'm sure it's just maybe a car or something. And this antelope goes past him at high speed, followed by a jaguar. Now, normally that would be a cause of some consternation, because large, angry, giant cat with claws is in the same area as you. Buffalo Bill does actually reach for the gun at his hip, but he doesn't get a chance to shoot at it because it's far too busy going, nope, I don't want to be the fuck over here. I'm not sure what's going on here. Manesco's like, I think you might be right, Manesco. You see that old tree over there, the one with all the nice, easy to climb branches? Maybe we ought to go over there and get on into that tree just to be certain. Maybe it's like a column of army ants or something. I'm sure it'll be nothing. And from up there, we'll be able to see. So he sort of heads over. Becca's getting even further up the tree. And Manesco sort of goes along and throws the cooler onto a branch and starts swarming up. And Buffalo Bill's going up. And he's like, come on up the tree.
Okay, so we're climbing the tree then.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yep.
To get all of you up the tree, that's everyone up the tree, will be three poles from the tower. Any of you can take them in any order. For each failed or refused pole, you're going to lose someone. Because if you knock the tower down, the person you're going to lose is you. So don't do that thing.
Okay.
Who's going to go first?
I will go first.
The ever popular, I'm going to do it first. He's approached the tower.
He's using his right hand.
He's using the sensible hand, but he's going for a centre block again, which actually makes the tower harder to deal with in the later game.
It does. I was trying for the edges first, but all of them are really stiff, so I just get kind of going up into the middle.
I'm not particularly up on the tactics of playing Jenga.
Well, going from the middle ones is nice and easy because you just push it out and pull it through. But when you get onto later things, having those two blocks there means you can't pull from that layer.
Yeah.
So who's going next? Or are you just going to start sacrificing some NPCs?
Right.
You might want to throw your shawl up over your shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm just going to suggest that now.
Right. I probably want to go this way.
The tension is palpable.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't feel it.
It gets worse as well.
It does get worse. It's still sort of the beginning at the moment, so it's alright.
Yeah, at the moment it's not too bad. But it does get worse.
I'm feeling very spaced out today, so I might be wrong.
Yeah. I'm gonna put some sounds from the forest on.
Nicely done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Archive.
Okay. Golly. Hello there.
Use your right hand. Remember, you can refuse to complete at any time.
I should have gone to my left one, actually. There's a better angle with the left.
You can swap hands as long as you're only using one hand at a time.
Too late now.
These sounds not right. Okay. You all swarm into the trees. Pekka is watching you, Buffalo Bill gets your Manesco comes up, you even manage to get Edith into the tree. And you're sort of about maybe 5 or 6 metres up. And Manesco's gone further up and Pekka's like disappeared into the top of the trees. And Manesco is sort of looking out in the direction and there's animals streaming past underneath, thousands of animals just streaming past underneath, heading at high speed. And you sort of, Manesco's looking and he sort of looks and then suddenly looks shocked and shouts something down, Manitouna! Manitouna! And Buffalo Bill's like, Okay, we gotta go higher up into this tree. Come on, up we go. And he's like taking you further up into the tree and you get higher and higher and higher. And then this wall of water passes by underneath you. And by underneath you, I mean it still sort of laps across your feet. You're about 9 meters up by this point. And incidentally, the Amazon slopes upwards the further into the jungle you get. And this wall of water just goes past, carrying chunks of tree and animals and a JCB, just rolling along through the thing. It's sort of like a long sort of grinding sound as it all just sort of crashes along. And it's kind of deceptive. It doesn't look like it's moving fast, but it certainly is. And you can hear the monkeys in the trees going insane and birds screeching and the odd antelope sort of floundering about in the water. And then it's past you. It continues for about maybe half an hour. And then you sort of see the water's receding. Buffalo Bill standing goes, well, sheared.
Yes, yes, that does about sum it up.
Well, what caused that then?
Well, I don't know, but it's never happened before.
Huh.
You're fairly certain you know what has just happened.
Hmm.
Well, basically, Las Palmas is kind of like a mushroom. It's a long, thin spire with a wide top. It's an island. And the volcanic eruption has obviously knocked the overhanging half off into the Atlantic Ocean. Incidentally, while this part of the world has been hit by probably a 15 to 20 meter high tsunami, New York and the eastern seaboard probably just got hit with a couple of 100 meters high.
Okay.
Oh, well, didn't know anyone in New York.
Well, shit.
Don't suppose you like you two now either.
No, true. Like, shit, now we'll never see what the Daily Show was going to be like with whoever was replacing Jon Stewart. What's his name?
I think we've got more important things to talk about than that.
Oh, true.
And Esco's like, Pecker's completely disappeared. Edith's like, what do you mean? Is everybody dead then? Are we the last human beings on Earth? I don't think that's how it works, ma'am. But shouldn't we start repopulating? No, ma'am. Oh, okay.
Right.
Look, I think we should probably get down from this here tree and maybe make our way back to the car and get back to civilization and find out what the hell's going on.
Did that...
Sorry, the car.
Did the waves come from the direction where the car was?
Let's put it this way. You saw that JCB go past.
Yeah, we went past it. Yeah, I think the car's probably gone.
Well, damn. I like that car, Minesco, sort of.
It made you hard.
Sort of puts his head in his hands and shakes his head. The scene below, incidentally, is a water-sodden nightmare. There's dead animals all over the place. All of the smaller trees have basically been uprooted. You're lucky you were in one of these massive, great, huge, great trees. And you sort of get down there and very quickly, you're muddied up to your waist because the ground is completely sodden. Well, what do you think we should do? I mean, we could go to the nuclear plant, which is not that far away, or we could try and get back to town.
Well, the nuclear plant's near, and it's bound to have communication links of some description.
Yeah, and it was built up on that bare outcrop, so I'm sure it would have been fine from the what did you call it? The big wave?
Tsunami?
That's the one.
Pretty damn big wave. Even so. Is it high up enough? That's a fog.
Right.
Yeah, well, I guess we ought to be going then. So,
Right,
let's... Now, everybody stay together, and we'll head off. So, you also start heading off in the direction of... the nuclear power plant. You're not really 100% sure where it is, but you're pretty sure it's over here somewhere. You still haven't found Pekka, but Buffalo Bob just turns around and goes, well, I don't think we need to be worrying about Pecker. I'm sure he'll turn up. He always has in the past when he goes running off into the woodland like this. Don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll be fine. And Minesco doesn't seem all that good. He's starting to wander off the woods. And you can see that there's some animals that have survived. I mean, some of them have obviously been carried a long way from where they were supposed to be. There's a few stunned antelope lying around, sort of still a bit waterlogged and confused. But it's sort of starting to get back to a little bit resembling normal. There's still debris everywhere, and it's you're knee deep in thick, sticky mud, and you're heading along. And off in the distance, you hear something.
What was that?
I don't rightly know.
Sounds like laser fire. That's not possible.
What nonsense are you speaking? Laser fire. We're not in a film, you know.
Oh, well, there are certain advances being made in the field of quantum mechanics that... could create such things, but that would probably sound like that. But, yes, you're right. Why would that be here? Ridiculous.
Okay.
Yes.
Isn't lasers just like light? How's that make noise?
Well, superheating the air.
You seem to know an awful lot about this laser stuff. Maybe you should go take a look. I think it came from over there.
Actually, probably I should, yes.
Okay.
Why are you trying to poke me? Why is he trying to poke me?
I'm going to give him a goldfish to keep him safe.
A goldfish.
He gives you a large model goldfish.
Thanks.
I'd just say thank you and go, man.
Thanks. I'll pop that in my pocket.
Hey, Minesco, go with him. Minesco sort of looks around and gropes a leather pouch hanging around his neck. You're a sort of model, will you? And sort of follows after you.
Okay.
You're sort of heading through the woods. Sort of heading on towards like a dip in the land over there? No, are you just wandering blindly up? Or?
I'm going to try and be stealthy about this.
Yeah, you're already for this. I'd like you to make a pull from him.
Okay.
He
approaches the tower.
Tries one, but decides that that one's a bit tough. It's a difficult choice.
Yeah, it's already slightly unbalanced.
You can always refuse to pull.
No, I knew I have to do a pull. It's just, how do I do this?
Thing is, it's not just tense for the people pulling from the tower, it's tense for all the rest of us watching too. Good pull. You...
That was terrifying!
Seriously, this game is great for doing horror. Because nobody wants to touch the fucking tower.
Yeah.
You sort of creep up to the edge of this dip. And look over the edge. And it's obvious to you that, well, there's several, like, large trees around it. There's quite a lot of trees around this dip. But it's quite a large dip, maybe 200 metres across. And it seems to you like there's a very definite path in. It looks like there used to be a little house here, and somebody's been cutting down the trees. You reckon maybe a sort of illegal logging sort of lodge. The lodge itself, but because the edge of the dip is quite high, seems to have been spared the majority of the damage from the hilariously huge wall of water that passed over. But you can't see anyone about. There's quite a lot of water in it because it came in through the road in, but you can't see anyone. Just creep a bit closer. And you can see smoke coming out of the chimney in the house. So obviously inside it didn't get quite so soaked maybe. Minesco's like, oh, there's no
No, we have to
shakes
know.
Shakes his head.
You have to know. I have to know.
Okay, you creep up to the door. You knocking, and you're just going...
Is there a window?
No window. It's like a corrugated tin shack. It's actually on the slant slightly from the water.
You push on the door.
You push the door open.
Yeah.
And inside, there are three human figures. I won't call them men or women, because you literally can't tell. They are cinders. One of them is sort of standing up with his hand, well, with its hands up in front of his face. The other two are sort of sat at the sort of table as if they, it almost looks like the tsunami happened and they came back to the house and then they burned from the inside out. The smoke is not coming from the fire.
Mm.
It's coming from them. Minesca looks over your shoulder and grasps at the big leather pouch round his neck. Well, I said you mora. Said you mora.
Doesn't make sense. He should have said something.
Said you mora.
We should go. We should definitely go.
So do we, you cut out.
Yes, yes.
You've no clue what he's saying.
I'm guessing he's saying let's get out of here, to which I am heartily agreeing.
Yeah. So you come out and head back to the group. Buffalo Bob has meanwhile been going, yeah, obviously normally this part of the forest has got a lot of wildlife in it, but at the moment most of the wildlife seems to either be covered in mud, stunned by the water, or, you know, well, very dead. Ah, you're back. What did you find?
Three people who'd been burnt from the inside out in the middle of a shack.
By what?
I don't know.
Did you look around?
Yes. Mostly what I saw was three dead people who'd been burned from the inside out.
How's that even fucking work?
I don't even know what you're saying, man.
I guess some kind of thing that goes inside and then activates density charge lasers? That doesn't make any sense.
Lasers? But inside
you... Did anyone hear that?
You're hearing all sorts of things, Margot Star Child.
Is that my frog? My frog alright?
Rabbit.
Is it like a stunned
antelope
or something?
No, it's not a stunned antelope.
Well, look, let's walk on a little bit longer.
Yes, that's.
I somehow don't think we're going to get to the nuclear power plant tonight. We might have to bivouac out here in the jungle. But let's see how we can make out. He starts walking along. You do a wide skirt around the dip and start heading off towards the nuclear power plant. How fast do you want to be going? I'm giving them the, I'm about to ask for pulls from the tower. I mean, if you really push the pace, you could get to the nuclear power plant before nightfall, but I'd be expecting a lot of pulls out of the tower for that. You could just take it easy and take no pulls out of the tower at all.
Well, we need to be at a pace where everyone can stick together.
And the mud's quite deep.
It is quite deep.
Sploosh.
Maybe you should take no pulls out of the tower.
No.
We can try going a little faster, maybe.
A little faster.
Go on, then.
I went last time.
That is classic dread. Oh, I think we should do pulls from the tower, but I'm not making them.
How many do you think we'll have to do?
The more you do, the faster you go. Five will get you to the nuclear power plant. In one day. But I don't suggest going for five. One would get you a fair distance halfway, maybe.
We could try doing one each.
Yep, okay.
Try, certainly.
Remember. If it falls, you die.
Yeah. The mud is very deep.
The mud is very deep.
Okay.
Hardwick's up first.
Bold.
No, it means she doesn't have to do the second pull.
Right. Three that way. Three that way.
I actually need this microphone to be closer. Don't touch the tower at the moment. I'm going to move a mic. There we go.
Right.
Nope.
everyone else has like red and pink. So that one's fine. That one's wrong.
Although inside out, it turns out.
Yeah, but it's still acceptable. That one's it's breaking everything. I don't like it. Make it stop.
Make your stop. Hardwick.
Stop. Hardwick, pull from the tower.
Yeah, alright.
Get her off the subject of sop.
I'm going to die.
You can always refuse.
You've got NPCs.
That's a comfort.
You give them sabotage.
I don't know if you want to go for a middle one. That's the problem.
No, well, you see, we've done a lot of pulling at the bottom, and so it's not very stable to actually push out the middle.
You can refuse. It's only failing to speed people up.
So I'm being chased by maybe.
No, you're not being chased by anything.
If I move that one, it's going to move the whole thing.
I can't help it. Oh, pulls from the tower are tense.
Yeah.
They're like super tense.
Can't
Hardwick survives. So, okay, are you going to try and get people going faster? Or are you going to refuse? I mean, you've already got them halfway.
I'm a fish in a spoon. I can do whatever I want.
That makes no fucking sense.
Making yourself giggle while pulling from the tower is probably counterproductive.
Indeed.
I'm ill. My brain does this when I'm ill. It's a thing, I think.
I would love to be able to show you video of how tense this is, but you wouldn't get it.
You don't want to play with me. You don't want to play with me. Hello, my friends.
Now she's talking to the Jenga tower.
Hey. She is.
But it seems to work, so...
The Jenga Tower is love.
Literally, in this case.
Yes, it is.
Okay, you've got like a bit over halfway. You definitely make it the next day.
We're thinking one more pull, aren't we?
No, I'm not. You can if you like.
Remember, I told you it'd take 5 to get there in one day.
Mm.
That ain't viable.
No, 5 I don't think is viable.
You found quite a nice sort of place to camp for the night.
Yeah,
it's just it'll probably take you till evening the next day to get there. You're almost there. It's not far at all.
You look far too happy. I don't like this.
It's my job to look far too happy. I'm running a horror game with a lot of tension. Oh, bloody! He's looking at the tower. He's approaching the tower. The sort of tenseness where you expect people to shatter teeth. You can always refuse to complete the pull.
Do you want to see Corey just drown in the mud?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to drown you in the mud. That would be boring. What I have in mind is way more.
It's just so you'd have to do the accent to get, isn't it?
Pretty much. One hand at a time, remember?
I know.
Grating of wood on wood. 3 pulls out of 5. Right, you Buffalo Bob's like, yeah, well, we can totally stay here for the night. And you're all like, nah, fuck it, we're going on.
Mm.
And you sort of carry some of the stuff and keep Edith moving through the knee-high mud. It's quite difficult for an old lady who's quite obviously suffering a little bit from some sign of neurological disorder, given how well her accent stands up to 2 seconds at a time. But you keep her going, and you eventually get to sort of like a little mound. It was obviously spared the worst of... You've actually come into a section of the jungle that seems to have been spared the worst of the tsunami anyway. And Minesco's like, Tushimaru! Biok! And sort of does a... Over that way, there's a fucking great huge chasm. Biok! Biok! Mm. So he's sort of claiming that probably the tsunami just came along and then fell down a chasm. Yeah, it's possible. And you sort of it's sort of set up on this mound, and Buffalo Bob and Manasco sort of set up, start making you some nice little bivouacs, lifting you off the ground with nice roofs. It's not very Bear Grylls-y because they've got loads of duct tape with them. So they just duct tape everything together.
Good, I'm not drinking piss.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to. They've got, like, the cooler's still with them.
Army.
Well, no, I was just saying, not very Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls thinks he's doing piss. He's a weirdo.
Yeah, but there's, like, loads of water. But, I mean, it's muddy.
I think you'll probably find that that's salt water. You could totally drink salt water, but it sends you mad. Oh, wait. Yeah, salt water. Don't drink it. Oh, no, I wasn't intending to drink the salt water. Could I have another Coke Zero, please? and they build up a big fire, and you sort of settle down for the night. And the insects come back a bit. The animal life around here was spared the worst of the tsunami, so it's still fairly vivid around here. And you hear the old howling monkey. Things like that, and you sort of settle down. And, about 1 a.m, you start hearing a sound from the brush outside. You sort of wake up and you have a look around. This is Margot Starchild. She wakes up and you have a look around, and, Edith's missing. And off in the brush you can hear, Pekka, where are you? You'll be hiding from me now. You need to come back to the camp, it's alright. It's better off in the distance. Pekka? Pekka? Oh my god! Muting it wasn't the best plan. Oh. What was that? Sort of coral.
I heard Edith out there.
Edith was out there? What the hell was the woman thinking?
She was
Come on, Manasco, let's go find her!
She's talking to the kid.
Manasco and Bob just rush out into the darkness, shouting, Edith! 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 Are you there, Edith? Edith!
Run. Start running now.
Where?
The general direction of the nuclear plant.
Edith! Edith! He hears off into the undergrowth in the opposite direction. Bob and Manasco have headed off into the darkness looking for Edith in the direction of the sounds you just heard. What are you two doing? Edith! Edith, where are you? Sudokoro! Edith! 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 Sudokoro? Sudobob? Bob?
Okay, I'm gonna...
What are you doing?
He's
run off.
Yeah.
Into the underground.
I'm gonna... try and grab some of the supplies in the bag.
Okay. Well, you can grab the whole cooler if you want.
How heavy is it?
Fairly heavy. Manesco's carrying it on a double strap.
Right, okay.
So do Bob. Bob, good about this so long. Manesco's sort of out and to the right. Bob was out and to the left, about where Edith was. What are you two doing? You're shoving stuff into the pack. What are you doing? She's staring at me, but she's not saying anything. Paralyzed by choice. Margot Starchild stands and looks at a plant. You're hearing off through the woodland.
Yeah.
It's dark. There's trees going past on either side. Occasionally you trip over a snake. Guess what I'm about to make you do? I want to pull from the tree. I want to pull from the tower. You're running along, and he's viewing the tower. From behind you, you hear an explosion, and Manesco shouting for a bop. Margot Starchild makes no sound as she stares in vain at the plant.
Ah.
It's tense, it's making my neck tense. Seriously, guys.
Come on.
This is one of those games that you feel like it takes hours of your life.
That is not helping. Which is probably the point.
Of course it is.
Oh, the sweat is standing out on it from my head.
I wish you could see Archive right now. Oh my god.
She's biting herself. Intention.
Biting her wrist. Her little T-Rexy wrist.
You hurtle through the darkness, and despite the fact that you're not looking where you're going, you don't have a plan, and you're just blindly fleeing. You don't actually fall down, injure, and or kill yourself. You just flee off into the darkness. You can hear him crashing away through the undergrowth. What are you two doing? You've almost got all the stuff into the thing. You can hear Nesco sort of still searching around outside. He stopped shouting out for Bob now.
Right.
What are you two doing? You've got the pack on.
Right, okay. I'm going to...
Head off down the path he's already forged, or take your own.
I'm going to head in hit the general direction he went in.
You can tell where he is.
Yeah.
It's like, crash, 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 crash.
Well, I'll follow kind of that way.
Okay. What about you, Margot Skatarchov?
Follow her.
You sort of head off after her. Couple of seconds after you leave, you hear Manesco go, Sudama! Followed by, and thud. You rush on through the night. You're following the path that he made. It's relatively easy to do because he's just gone through everything. Occasionally he hits a tree and you can see scramble marks where he's gone over the tree, and then he just continues in a straight line. After about you two walk for about an hour or an hour and a half. Eventually you find him sort of face down in the mud. You basically ran as fast as you could for as long as you could and then conked out. She's carrying the cooler. She looks spaced the fuck out.
Thanks for waiting.
I did say run.
What is that noise?
Whatever killed them. And it's coming after us.
What is it?
I don't know.
What do you know?
There's something here that can save us all. I think...
What?
I know where it is.
Come on, we have to get going. To the plant.
To the plant?
To the plant.
The plant? Or the other place?
Well, I'm starting to suspect they're one and the same.
No. Plant is over to the east. The other place is north.
Ah.
But it's not that far north.
Well, let's go there then. Not the plant.
Not the plant?
The other place. Where else?
What other place?
You'll see.
He wants to head north.
Well, I'm going north. They can follow me if they want. They can go to the power plant if they want. I don't care.
You seem like whatever. He knows what's going on. Follow him.
Apparently he knows what's going on. Right then.
The sounds of the jungle come back in as you walk along. It's sometimes Sirenscape makes really odd choices.
What was that supposed to be?
It's supposed to be hoots and hisses.
Oh.
Is that like some very muffled sound shit?
They sadly don't do a scary fucking jungle just after a tsunami sound set. I mean, you'd think that would be on there, wouldn't you?
But, you would think.
No. I'm trying to find one that would, that works, but the problem is there's been an update and so half my sound stats are no longer installed. No, so you sort of wander along. Oh, that one might work. Ah, yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, it sounds creepy.
Yeah, creepy, but still forest-like. You start heading on deeper into the forest, and after about maybe 25 minutes, it's starting to get light again now. You ran for quite some time. You lot walked. You ran for probably an hour and then conked out. You walked for maybe two hours to catch up with him. Then you had a bit of a rest, because he couldn't go anywhere. And then you've started heading north. For a little while, probably about an hour of walking, the sun starts coming up. And you all find yourself face to face with this huge stone statue of this weird, tooth-mawed creature. It's obviously an ancient statue. But it's a big angry-looking face with two big tusks at the top, two big tusks at the bottom. Sort of staring out across the forest. Okay. Obviously Incan. Mm. Obviously Incan.
Yeah.
Just like they said. Good.
Who said what?
Tricky to explain. You'll find out. Don't worry.
Is this the kind of thing I want to find out?
Possibly. Possibly. Or it might drive you completely insane.
Well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Head on in.
You head towards further north. And the forest is getting more closed in and darker. It sort of seems like maybe it's sickly round here. All the trees seem a bit curled and, they're weird. The biggest trees all sort of, it takes you a while to notice, but they all look like they're bending outwards. They all look sort of slightly bent in one direction. Like there's a prevailing wind blowing into them.
Which direction?
Back towards the coast.
Right.
So south. Well, no. Back towards the coast is east. They're pointing south at the moment.
At the moment? Hmm. Would that not have been the tsunami?
One direction. They'd be pointing west if it was the tsunami. And they're big trees. They're obviously fixed in place.
Oh, okay.
What do you reckon about the trees?
Hmm. Are those they didn't mention?
Hmm.
Oh.
The jungle goes quiet. Silent. And you hear from above you, something's about to happen.
Oh.
Something bad is about to happen. Somebody needs to make some pulls out of the thing. I'll allow two pulls. We'll save all of you. Who's volunteering to make them, though?
I'll do one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go now?
You've gone first.
All right.
And this may be for the best.
What, because you'll get to kill me?
No, because it means you don't have to make the second pull.
Which is going to be harder.
Yes.
Bold pull. And clean.
Yeah.
And one came easily. Not always a good sign.
Yeah, it means that the tower is badly out of whack in some direction.
Yeah,
who's going to do the second?
There's now a large hole in that area.
Yeah.
There is.
The front half of the tower is now, I'm going to take a picture actually, because the front half of the tower is now denuded of blocks.
You know, you need to come round a bit further so you can see the hole around the side.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I hadn't spotted that from my seated position.
No, you wouldn't have done.
Yeah.
But anyway, so who's doing the second one? Somebody better. I'm definitely going to have to run a truncate silence on this. Because there's quite a lot of staring at the tower and wondering what to do.
Do you think you can do it? Do you want me to take a shot?
You've taken quite a lot of pulls from that tower.
I know, I
think possibly you could force Hardwick to do this one.
Well, yeah, but I'd feel mean if I force anyone to do it. Don't feel mean.
Well, she stepped up to the tower on her own chase.
Mm-hmm.
Will she try and even it up?
There's no way I can even that up. Stop making that face.
See, he's biting himself now.
I can't stop making
that face. I know he's making that face.
I can't help making that face. It's like my tense face. The block is out.
Is it going to go on top, though?
That's the question.
It's down. Retreat from the tower. From above you. All above you, a fusillade of laser bolts erupt from the trees above you. You can't see where they're coming from, but they sort of scatter all around you, and you're forced to dive forward and rush into the undergrowth. A couple of shots fire come after you, and then there's a large explosion of earth comes up behind you. You rush headlong into the dark, slightly twisted forest, and eventually come out onto a big plaza. It's obviously been there for ages, like literally ages. In some places, there's small trees growing up between the flagstones, and everywhere there's carvings of the sort of tusked monsters, and quite a few carvings of like snakes and weird dragons and things. And way off in the distance, in the centre, you can see this like Incan pyramid type affair. So what are you all doing?
Heading towards the pyramid.
Mm-hmm. He seems to be striding off as if he knows where he's going.
Alright, do we really want to be... Okay, I'm coming!
There. What about you, Margot Starchild?
I'm just trying to go on the basis. He seems to know what he's doing, I'm just going to keep following.
You follow him along. You hear him sort of rib from behind you in the trees. Ribbit.
Have I still got my frog?
Yeah, no. You haven't checked. Ribbit. That certainly sounds like it, though.
My frog? Still checking my backpack. I still got my frog.
You've got a frog in Tupperware. Maybe that's another frog very similar to this one. Ribbit. They're heading off across the plaza.
Can I see it, obviously?
It must be close, because you can hear it. It's not very loud.
You don't really want another one, but if I get a picture of it, it's natural habitat.
That will work.
Yeah.
Always get your phone out.
Could.
Are you there? Going into the undergrowth, looking for your frog? The players learn to recognise the leading questions, I should point that out.
Yeah, you want to kill me right now, but there's a frog, so I feel like I should...
I'm so greedy.
I just want to get a picture.
Frog in the Tupperware is worth...
Two in the bush.
One in the...
A frog in the Tupperware is worth two in the bushes. Potentially with lasers.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. I do still have my frog.
Yeah. To make any calls from the tower.
Yeah, I'll deal with frogs later.
You sort of...
But I'll make sure I've definitely got mine.
You sort of consider going into the thing to try and get a picture. Eventually you sort of... That's too dangerous. And you turn around and walk off. And as you do, some leaves rustle or something large moves through them, followed by the sound of... that happens while you're turned away. So you don't see that.
I don't hear it.
No. You're walking along this like plaza. And there's something a bit weird. Because the stones are mostly laid flat. Although the old one is sort of slightly proud. Like they were laid down a long time ago. And maybe there's been some shifts and maybe some seismic activity. And wherever there's a proud one, the front of that block is smooth. Like, sand has been blasted across it constantly for like hundreds of years maybe, but it's just like smooth and curved at the front edge. The back edge is just like all the others, but the front is just smooth and curved. It's really weird.
Then step on those.
Yeah, you start avoiding the raised ones. There's a fair few of them because it's quite ancient. There's even more around where the little trees have thrust themselves up between. You think it's obviously difficult for trees to grow in the middle of the plaza because even the ones that seem to have been there for ages are only little and sickly and, well, it doesn't look very good around here. But there's no wildlife out here on the thing. You sort of head over towards the big Incan pyramid. You get to the base of it and again there's the picture of the tusked the two statues of the tusked monsters sort of standing there. You know, that sort of closed in Incan art style. sort of grimacing out. And then there's all the snakes and dragons up the sides of the pathway to the top of this pyramid. Sort of start walking up the pyramid. There's a little house on the top with, you assume, doors in it.
So what's inside?
Something wonderful.
Oh, God.
Are you starting to think you may have come on a fool's errand? Maybe you ought to inquire about that.
Would you like to elaborate?
Well, you see, I could, but you'd just say that I'm crazy, and you wouldn't believe me, and, you know, it gets a little wearing after a while. They didn't even have to tell me that one, I figured that one out on my own. Also, I'm able to keep moving, because, yeah, that sound.
Which is?
I had to guess an alien, and not a very nice alien.
And this pyramid is?
Built by the Incas. Who were aliens, but different aliens. Nice aliens. Met some of them.
We're still walking up the
stairs. yeah. You're still walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
It's really tiring, though, especially with all that box on. You keep walking.
So why can't I see these aliens?
Well, I don't know why we can't see these aliens. The one that's trying to kill us. I'm guessing he's wearing some kind of camouflage or something? Maybe? They didn't say anything about that. They told me about some of the other stuff. They told me about this. But they didn't mention him. Which is worrying.
And they are some cult on the internet?
No, they're aliens. They took me up on their ship. Several times. Over a period of a couple of years.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent!
Yeah, it was actually. Really good time. Really good time.
I'm going to light 3 cigarettes and have them all at once.
Okay. You start smoking. What are you doing, Margaret?
Following. Trying to catch up, probably.
Okay.
Because I spent a while looking at
frogs. You catch up. You keep catching that sound somewhere behind you, but you look round a couple of times, you can't really see anything. I suppose if you were willing to, like, really scrutinise the area, you might be able to. I keep looking at the tower and I'm saying that. If you really scrutinise the area, you might be able to spot it, maybe?
Have I caught up with them yet?
Not quite. You'd have to sort of stop and take a good long look at it.
Yeah.
Where you think it's coming from. You could.
I'm probably focused on catching up with them though, because I'm already behind.
Okay.
So.
You don't need to take a bow. Yeah, you continue rushing up the thing. Eventually, you all get to the top. Now, the top of the pyramid, it's like it comes up to a square about 5 meters by 5 meters. 1 meter in from the edge, there's like this pagoda thing. So, 4 pillars with a roof on, which is also pyramidal. The 4 pillars are carved into the sort of tusk demon shape, growling out. And inside the pagoda, there's like this big round sort of thing, like a plinth, with a bit of rock sticking out with 4 extensions coming off. It sort of looks like a corkscrew or like a twisty thing. And all around the edge of the big round dais, there's like those snakes and demons and things. Snakes and dragons and things. They're looking at me confused. I've not asked them to pull. What do you want to do?
I think we need to turn it.
Walk over and sort of shove on it and it doesn't move. But there is a dint.
Ah! Fish in my pockets.
You fish in your pockets.
And pull out a small crystal.
A small crystal.
Put it in the slot.
Click. Ding. It falls down into the thing. You hear a ding, ding. Now what are you doing?
Pushing again. There we go.
It moves a bit.
Come on, give me a hand.
Give him a hand.
Okay.
Not a fish. A hand.
Right. To do this, I require to open it fully and safely, I require 2 pulls. To open it not quite so safely, I require 1 pull. Don't care who does them.
I should do at least one of them.
It is your mad plan.
It is my mad plan.
So yes, you totally should do at least one of them.
Okay. What have we got?
He's approached the tower again. He's down around the bottom of it.
Gripping the bricks.
You got it on the way out and then slid it back in. Things open, but not safely. Who wants to help him get it open safely?
Do you want to open safely?
It's up to you. Archive is approaching the tower. No! Oh dear. The tower collapsed. Archive. He's slowly pushing this thing round and round and round, and it's making a clunking sound, and you can hear that behind you, and you're like, no, no, fuck that, no. And you rush forward, and you grab hold of one of the spokes, and really shove it. And you just get the time to go, no, and dive sideways, as the thing finally clicks into place and drops down, taking Margot Starchild with it. You fall down into the darkness, but it's okay. You land on something soft. You go boom, 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 and roll to one side. You slightly injured yourself, but it's not too bad.
Still got my frog?
You're not sure. Sort of stand up. And you've dropped into a cavern. Well, probably the inside of the pyramid, in fact. It's really dark down here. You got something to make light with? I thought you got your phone.
Yeah?
Get your phone out.
I've got my frog.
You get your phone out and check to make sure you've got your frog, and you do still have your frog. And then you have a little look around the room. And you're a bit surprised to find that it doesn't look like the inside of this place is made out of rock. It almost looks like plastic. And the thing as it's dropped is revealed like a spiral staircase. Which, if you hadn't been pushing quite so hard, you'd probably have been able to walk down perfectly safely. And you're in this, it's a relatively large, squarish, plastic cavern. And there's four, there's sort of bed-shaped lumps. Spoking out from the middle thing, and you've just landed next to them. It's really quite warm and humid and horrible down here. And you stand up and you look around. There's this like mist sort of clinging to the floor. You start looking around the place, and you step round the end of one of the bed-shaped things, and you can actually see like steps down beyond the bed. So you've got the thing, the spiral staircase in the middle, about a metre away from the spiral staircase in each direction, you've got one of these bed shapes. And then in the wall, you've got like a tunnel that seems to be leading down. You sort of head over to one of those just to see. And as you come round the end of the bed type thing, there's this ovoid lump on the ground at the end of it. It's sort of made out of leather.
Looks like it.
Sort of made out of leather and got a cross shape on the top. Sort of oozy and sort of pulses a little. And you're like, I don't get what that is. You get a bit closer, top sort of opens up. That's really weird. And you hear like a,
oh, really?
Inside, could be another frog. You take a step forward and you lean over, and this thing that looks like a cross between a hand and a snake leaps up, and the last thing you see is it coming for your face. Foot. From below, you two hear a, ah!
Go down the stairs.
You start walking down the spiral staircase. Again, there's the inside looks like it's covered in plastic, like ridged and black and weird. And there's four like bed shapes. At the end of each bed shape, there's this leathery thing that's empty. It's sort of about 2 foot high, sort of open at the top, leathery, and it's hollow inside. No sign of Margot whatsoever. Can only be about a minute, half a minute since you heard us shout out.
Keep going down.
You've reached the ground. There's holes in each wall you might be able to get to.
Okay, go pick one of the walls and go for the hole.
Okay. You pick one of the walls and you start heading down. You get about halfway down this slope and you hear a thud in the central chamber behind you.
Oh, that's not good.
And then you hear... And it sounds like somebody's taking stuff out of racks or something.
Start running.
Okay. You run down this corridor, and it slopes down and then splits into two, and you just choose one at random, and you run down one, you run down another, and you come out into this wide open area. It's far bigger than the pyramid is. It must be under the entire plaza, we think. And, it's a little bit strange because, well, that looks like a spaceship. Sort of on a, there's these three spikes that come out of the ground, and on top of, resting on top of them is this sort of sleek silvery shape, with a sort of ramp leading down from the front of it to the ground, just in the middle of this huge open space. Again, quite a lot. Not all of this space is covered in that sort of black plasticky stuff. So it's further down, it's like still stone and stuff. What are you guys doing?
This is it. I head towards the silver object thing that is probably a spaceship.
What about you?
Is it dark down here?
It's pretty dark down here. But you've got phones or you've got a lighter and lights and rags on a stick or something. There is actually light coming out of the silver thing. Sort of orangey.
I'll shout to him, why do we want to go in there if there's more aliens?
Because it's going to take us to what we need.
Which is what?
Further upstairs, you suddenly hear a high-pitched sort of shriek, followed by... And then another shriek.
Was there anything up there to shoot? No, never mind. let's not think about that.
So, you both head over to the big silvery spaceship. Rush up inside. It's kind of obvious that whoever lives in this ship is taller than you by quite some amount. Everything's sort... Well, you know how things are normally about waist height for a human? They're about shoulder height for you lot, which you assume is about waist height for whatever lives here. And you're sort of walking through the place, and you turn a corner, and you come into a big room. You wake up.
Oh.
You've got a very sore throat.
Oh.
And you seem to have been stuck to a wall with goop.
Ew. Can I get off my wall?
No. Oh. You can't move at all. And this shape comes into the room. It's about 8 foot tall. And it's weird because you can see clean through it, but you can sort of tell it's there by little edges and a distortion. It sort of stops. And it just turns. It reaches down to its arm and types something. And then, whoomph! There's a thing in front of you. Tusks and a faceplate, big sort of gun thing on its shoulder. It sort of looks down and extends a little probe and sticks you in the neck with it, pulls it out, looks at a readout, turns away, types something on its arm again, and disappears and walks off. Your chest really hurts. So anyway, you two are in the spaceship.
So I'm assuming they didn't give you like flying lessons when you met these aliens.
These not the same aliens.
Right. There is like a central control colony thing with all these weird buttons on, but you don't really recognise it. You could try and make it do shit. I'm looking at the tower again.
Yeah, I think we need to make it do shit. I'm not seeing any other options right now.
One, we'll make it do vaguely useful shit. Two, we'll make it do quite useful shit. Three, we'll make it do fucking amazing shit.
Okay.
We did rebuild the tower. I didn't take quite as many pulls out of it as I should have, but I did make them unpleasant. So.
Not a very straight tower.
Not a very stable tower either.
I'm supposed to have taken 9 pulls out of it. I've only done, 3? But it is quite unstable.
Yeah.
But remember, you only have to do 2 to make it do useful shit.
It's supposed to be 9. That's a lot.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be 3 for each player below 5 you've got.
See. You've only got 2 players left now, then.
Yeah. So, 3 times 3.
But how many pulls did we actually manage? Did we manage more than 9?
Well, remember I took some out of it before we started because you were playing.
Yeah, we did more than 9.
Yeah, you did more than definitely and you make it do useful shit. Okay, so far it's doing useful shit. Are you going to try for super useful?
Seeing how much my hand is shaking. Turns out quite a lot.
Yeah. I remember the last time we played this, we felt like we'd aged 5 years after finishing it.
To be fair, I was very drunk on that day.
True. Archive was the only one to die in that one as well.
No.
And that was by choice. So you start typing.
That was not by choice.
Hmm?
That was not by choice.
The last time it was.
No, it wasn't.
You blew up a horde of zombies.
No, I was trying to just blow up the zombies because I knocked the tower over accidentally. It was an accident.
Oh, I thought you'd done it on purpose.
No.
As a heroic sacrifice.
No, I mean, the state the tower was in, it was pretty much was a heroic sacrifice. But I was trying not to knock it over.
I shouldn't have let it succeed, didn't I?
I was happy, it was good.
But anyway, you start typing on the console. You're pretty much hitting buttons at random. Off in the distance, again, you hear a high-pitched shrieking sound, followed by... And then a sort of roaring sound. Sort of sounds like victory. If victory was 8 foot tall and fucking terrifying. You start hitting buttons a bit more frantically. And these cabinets deploy out of the walls. The first one opens. And you're not sure. A cooking area maybe? There's like weird surgical looking tools and a big cauldron and shit. So you assume that's where they cook. Then you press another couple of buttons and out of the opposite wall comes an array of skulls of various shapes and types. There's a human there, the rest not so certain about. There's this thing with 2 giant horns. There's a thing that has no eyes but has more teeth than you assume it had legs, but you're not certain. There's something that's got, like, a lot of eyes, but sort of arranged weirdly. There's a thing that looks like it's got a stinger on its head. And then there's this black sort of carapace thing with another smaller black carapace thing coming out of its mouth. That's just wrong. But it reminds you of all the goop you saw back there. Or all the stuff covering the walls. And then something else comes down. And you're fairly certain that it's an array of weaponry.
Huh.
Quite large weaponry. Weaponry sized for the plus-sized alien, as it were. And behind you, something else deploys from the roof. Sort of about 9 foot long, shaped kind of like a cacophony.
Is it like a thing to get into, or...?
You wander over to it. At the moment, it seems to be occupied.
Ooh.
8 foot tall, sort of green, 2 tusks on mandibles, bottom jaw, 2 big tusks on, more mandibles at the top. Looks badly wounded. It's got a big sort of hole through one shoulder and a load of lacerations on its other shoulder. It looks like it's awake, but it's obviously not. And there's like lights flashing on the side of the for want of a better word, coffin thing.
Is that coming from inside?
No, out there somewhere. Somebody's obviously having fun with their guns. So what are you doing?
Doesn't make sense. This wasn't what they said. Look at the guns. No, that's actually sort of feasibly wieldable.
There doesn't seem to be any guns over there. There's like a disc thing, something that looks about so long. It's got a hole in either end. It's about 4.5 long, with a hole in either end and a button in the middle. There's like a net, which you pick it up and it sort of sticks to your hand, which is not very pleasant. And there's a thing that you hold onto, and there's a button on that as well. And there's various like vials with injectors and things on this powder in a flask. Oh, and it's weird. It looks like a Pip Boy, but sized for a very large arm. There's like black plastic arm guard thing with symbols on the top and a bit that flips up, and there's weird buttons inside that you can't fucking read a word of it. So what are you guys doing?
I want to pick up the thing that's got a hole in both ends.
Okay. Mm. There is a button.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it just yet. Okay.
What are you doing?
I can't use any of that, really. Don't think.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Leave it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just start looking around the place.
I'll take one of the knives and the cooking area. Did you say there were knives?
There's not really knives. You sort of realise very quickly when you go back over there, probably not a cooking area. It's probably a school cleaning area.
Oh, so it's not somewhere Jamie Oliver wanted to prepare one of
only if Jamie Oliver was creating head chews. Which he probably would, but at the same time, yeah, no. Okay. They're not like knifey things. They're like skull crackers and flesh peelers and things like that. You can get one of them if you like.
Yeah, it's not going to do much good, but feel slightly better. Yeah.
Holding. Get yourself a flesh peeler. As you're sort of walking around in here and doing that sort of thing, you hear a kathunk, kathunk, kathunk coming up the ramp, and you turn around, and for a moment you can't see anything. And then you realise there's like a shimmering in the air. And it's about 8 foot tall and quite large. And then it reaches down, types something into its arm computer, and it's one of those things in the coffin that are standing there. Quite covered in blood. The faceplate of its armour is very badly burnt. You assume it looks like the other bugger when it's not got its faceplate on. It's got quite a few scratches on its right arm, and the gun thing sort of hanging off and sparking a bit. And it just sort of looks at you and goes, and it sort of kneels down and spreads its arms and roars at you. What are you two doing? The predator's come to kill you. Hi guys!
Hi!
I will point the tube thing at it and press the button.
Pull from the tower.
Yes, I know what it is, but John doesn't.
You point it towards him and press the button. Luckily, you've got it out to the side because it springs out into an 8 foot long spear, and if you'd been holding it in front of you, you would have been paled yourself with it.
Yeah.
It sort of straightens up and looks at you and reaches up and tears the gun off its arm and throws it to the ground and reaches behind it and pulls out one of those things. Twists and it snaps into two. And it presses the buttons and one shoots out of the top, one shoots out of the bottom. What the hell are you doing?
I'm going to step over to the coffin.
Yeah.
With my sharp implement.
Yeah.
And I'm basically going to say, if you kill him, then this one gets it, basically. In a kind of motion, kind of trying to gesture.
Yeah, you say as well.
Yeah.
It sort of looks at you and sort of goes, this one gets it. And then goes for you.
Fuck.
Okay, you are in close combat with the Predator.
I'm fucked.
Yeah. Make some pulls.
Fuck.
Make some pulls. Yeah. I'll tell you when to stop.
Probably won't need to.
You leap forwards to meet its dual weapons with your spear held, well, its spear held high. It goes down for your gut. You bat it aside with the end of your spear and try and whip the front into its face. It brings up the other weapon and tries to batter your guard down. It smashes its offhand weapon down into your outstretched spear, causing it to split into two weapons, knocking you back across the floor. You scramble back to your feet. What are you doing in the intervening time? You're still alive. You're still fighting the predator.
What is it in?
It's probably some kind of stasis chamber, but it looks like a coffin to you. A sort of glass-top coffin.
Okay, I'll start hitting the top of the glass with the...
Clack! 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 Make me a pull from the tower, as Brother Predator notices what you're doing and throws one of his spears at you. Oh, actually, no, he probably wouldn't. He probably fires a net at you. You got turned into an alien ages ago, sorry.
Well, chest bursted.
Yeah.
I guess.
You totally got chest bursted.
Yeah.
Spent all that time looking for amphibians, taken out by a parasite.
Yay.
No, girl, that's really, really bad.
The amphibian thing was totally a quote from a song, by the way.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I'm never sure whether to call them M83 or M4 Bantois. Because they're technically French. Or actually French.
Tune in next week for the Court of Tea and Dice's musical corner. Actually, tune in next 2 weeks. You can refuse the poll at any time.
Yeah, I don't think I can do this.
But you can!
Yay!
Nice.
You duck down behind behind the coffin as this net flies over you and wraps round something, one of the pillars behind you. It actually wraps round and then immediately starts to contract until, like, the metal behind you gives a screeching sound and chunks start coming off it. Back to you. It's currently slightly distracted. If you can make a pull, you can wound the bugger. A block came out and then went straight back in there. Ooh, bottom layer. As it's got its back to you, you dive forward and jam one of the spears into its side. It shrieks, turns around and slaps you in the back of its hand, causing you to fly across the room. What are you up to now? You didn't seem to make very much of a dent on the coffin.
Okay, is there anything useful?
Well, there's all the weapons over there, the discs and whatnot. There's a control panel on the side of the coffin.
Push some buttons.
I'm pointing at the tower.
Tower of Boop.
The Tower of Boop.
I can't do that one, can I?
You can, because it's below our completed level.
Okay.
It's super tense. It's like super, super tense.
Yeah, there is very little.
They're nearly at the end.
I don't want to do that side now, because that's too...
Ooh! You start hammering on buttons. And eventually, the top of the coffin gives a sound and flips open. You sort of dive down to one side. And the creature inside it sort of arches its back and goes, Aah! And then there's a sort of crunching sound. And something dives out, much smaller than the creature. Much, much smaller. It looks like a snake with four mandibles at the front. The reaction from the thing that you're fighting is immediate and obvious. It's just slapped you away because you stabbed it in the side with a goddamn spear. It tears the spear out and just throws it to the ground in front of you. All this, like, luminescent blood is coming out of it. Then she opens the coffin and the creature inside arches its back and then its chest explodes open. And this thing leaps out and the creature you're fighting, reaction is immediate. It dives past you to the wall of weapons, grabs a couple of the disky things, and throws them after the creature. It doesn't manage to land. Because this weird sort of... It's vaguely human-shaped. It's got a long, black, sinuous tail, a very elongated, black, carapaced head, comes bounding in, knocks one of them out of the air, gets the other one in the side, blood squirts out, and the floor starts melting, and leaps towards the big critter. They just start hand-to-hand combating right then and there. What are you two doing?
Running.
Where for?
Out of the ship.
Okay, that's no problem. You get out of the ship. Are you heading back to the exit, to the place?
No, I'm heading further in towards the stone end, where it wasn't goopy yet.
That does look like a closed space. It looks like the roof opens.
Okay, we can see
to let the ship in. Where are you running?
I'll follow him. We need to find some kind of wall controls.
Well, over there there is a pedestal, and you can rush over there and start hammering on controls over there.
Yeah,
you can hear the sound of combat from inside the ship. You run over and start hammering on buttons, and eventually you hear as the roof above you begins to open. As it does so, all the black goop further down there gets cracked at the top and just sort of raining down. And you can see the whole roof is opening up and small trees are falling into it. Probably the ones that were stuck between the flagstones of the plaza you walked across. And the whole thing opens up.
Bless you.
Second time she's clipped. And you can sort of, you can't see any way of climbing up there. But there are some, like, vines dropping in down the side now. You could try and climb those. I'm looking at the tower again, people. We've kind of reached the climax here. You can hear the fight going on inside. It doesn't sound like the big guy is getting the best of it. There's certainly, he's making a lot of pained sounds. So what are you gonna do?
Climb.
Tower.
Tower.
Two.
Two each.
To escape before what happens. To get out of ground zero, effectively.
Nice. Are you gonna do your second one now?
That would be unfair.
Okay. You get to the plaza and start running away from the pyramid. Having climbed up the vines. Behind you, you hear a sort of shrieking cry of victory and hear something scuttling out of the ship. But you also hear a doot, 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 beep, 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 beep sort of sound.
That's not a good sound.
It's not, is it?
No.
It's a terrible sound.
Yep.
Supermassive beep.
Mm-hmm.
Supermassive beepity. Now, remember, there's one option with the tower. If you want, you can destroy the tower to sacrifice yourself to save someone else. That's exactly what I thought you'd done.
I think what happened was it was like a multiple brick difficulty, and I think I got some of them out, so you were nice.
Probably. That totally sounds like me.
Yeah. Nice. I had a moustache at the time.
You did have one.
It was
a mustache made out of charcoal.
Mm.
Just so people at home can keep up. Oh. Okay, you both get up onto the plaza. and you both start running for the forest. Are you going to do your second one, or are you going to pass over to Bloody? You can hear that beep, 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 beep. It's getting more high-pitched and more frequent.
I'll go again.
Hardwick steps onto the tower once more. Oh no! Okay, the tower has fallen. We've rebuilt it. Bloody needs to make his pull. Bear with us. It's easy enough. We haven't done the replays. And there we go. So you're running across the plaza. You're running across the plaza, and behind you, you hear a catastrophic explosion start. You are lifted from the ground and hurled 40 feet through the air. You, meanwhile, the ground beneath you collapses and you disappear into the darkness as a very small nuclear bomb goes off, wiping the Incan temple from the face of the earth and incidentally killing the alien that was busy escaping. You come to 3 days later and crawl back into town. But when you get there, no one will believe you, and they're far too busy tidying up after the tsunami that has devastated pretty much the entire eastern coast of America. The end. How did you find it?
That was really good. That was really, really good.
I had decided to do the Predator one, because we did aliens in the first one. I thought, fuck it, I might as well do both.
Yeah.
And then you decided to go to the Incan temple, and I was like, he's already put down that it's to make man into a better form. And that's totally to infect man with an alien and make an alien, which is a better form for me to hunt. So I just went with it, because that was on your questionnaire.
Yeah, I think my character, I still took the idea that my character actually was picked up and had consensual sex with aliens.
The question, did they do butt stuff, was replied with, yes, but it was entirely consensual.
They were very attractive aliens.
The Nordics. What about you, Hardwick?
That's all.
Once you finish giggling.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that.
It's your first time playing Dread.
Yeah.
How do you find the tower? It works for generating the tension, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
We need a flatter table, maybe.
Yeah, the table isn't the flattest of surfaces that we have. But, yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Archive, you fell, got face-hugged, and then chest-bursted. How did you find it?
It was good. It was a little weird because, like, the questionnaire I got given was definitely sort of pushing towards a combat-y military character, and I just didn't feel like playing that. So I gave ridiculous answers all the way through. And
God, hippie. There was actually a sort of hippie character, I think the medic was a hippie sort of character.
Okay.
I thought we were just
going with whichever one we
picked up. Because he was always on the drugs. But yeah, you were. That's the thing. Yeah. You weren't supposed to read the questionnaires. You were just supposed to get one.
I don't want to be this person.
The point of the questionnaires is the guy running the game, the GM, can basically point you in the direction of the sort of stuff that, like, might be useful or you might want to do in the game. But it's all down to how you answer. I mean, the first time we played it, Omerson's character ended up with control over the computers because of an answer he gave to the questions, and it's like, oh, fair enough. No, that's fine. And your computer had a terrible flaw in it, in that if you were agitated in any sort of way, it wouldn't respond to your commands.
Yeah, which ended up with Omerson's character being addicted to sedative drugs.
Yeah.
So that he could continually have control over the computer.
Yeah.
Nice.
I hope you enjoyed the game, being hunted by the Predator. thank you very much for listening, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it. Obviously, Aliens and Predator remain the respective blah, blah, blah.
20th Century Fox.
21st Century Fox, et cetera, et cetera. We exert no claims, et cetera, et cetera. Under fair use, blah, blah, blah. I've done all the legal business now. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this slightly random game of Dread. I will have truncated silence, so some of those pulls will sound a lot faster to you than they were here. I mean, some of those pulls must have taken 3 minutes, 4 minutes, possibly. If you do like listening to us, then please, please, please go and leave us iTunes reviews, because, frankly, iTunes reviews are going to get us more listeners, and then you can inflict our madness on more people. If you want to talk to us on Twitter, I'm at Mordrigan, Blooded Fox is at Blooded Fox, and Archive is at deciding what the fucking Twitter handle is going to be. It was Archive CTD.
Well, it still technically is, I just don't really bother with it.
She keeps forgetting to log into it. You can also send us email to thecourtoftandice@gmail.com. Or you can go to thecourtoftandice.net and leave us comments. Preferably, I'd leave comments that aren't trying to advertise Viagra. I'm just saying.
We don't need that stuff.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye!
Bye.
Get to the chopper! Dear God.